Hello everyone, this is another of New Milton Evangelical Church's Thoughts for the Day, going through our current series of Matthew chapter 5 to 7, and well, let's just think about these things. We've got another short beatitude we're going to be reading and thinking about this morning. Before we do, let's pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we turn to you and just ask your Holy Spirit would guide us very specially, that we will understand what it really means to be a peacemaker who will be called a child of God. Grant your help through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, this beatitude says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Short and sweet. I begin by talking about an experience I had many years ago, by which time my father was in a care home in Maidstone. He was very frail and he wasn't expected to live for much longer. Anyway, I was then a pastor in Lancashire, too far away to make any regular visits, but I had the opportunity to see him because I was asked to go to a conference down in Kent, so I was not going to be very far away from him. So when the conference ended, I travelled to Maidstone, and my brother told me where the care home was, and I went along and knocked on the door, and the door opened. I'd never been to this care home before. The staff didn't know me, but when this lady opened the door, she looked at me and said, I know whose son you are. The old saying, like father, like son. And of course, she wasn't mistaken. So why am I telling you that story to begin with? Well, we are being told here that there is a sense in which we who are followers of the Lord Jesus should be peacemakers in the right kind of way, so that we will be called children of God. So we need to understand what Jesus meant by calling us peacemakers in a way that means we would resemble God in order to be seen as his children. There's an effort going on right now, of course, internationally. There are those of the international community who are trying to bring about peace between Israelis and Palestinians, and they're attacking each other and lives are being lost. But what Jesus has in mind here is not that kind of peacemaking, although that of course is very praiseworthy. We get to get nearer to what is meant by a peacemaker in this sense when we read from Colossians that God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, in Jesus, and through him to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. The Bible in the Old Testament says that our iniquities have separated us from God, and that is why Jesus had to die as the great peacemaker for humankind, so that we would have the opportunity of being at peace with God. But that begs the question, if Jesus on the cross made peace with God, which he did, Is there anything for us left to do? We human beings, we followers of Jesus. Well, the answer is, of course, there is. How may we be peacemakers? Well, Jesus says God still needs his followers to be peacemakers. We have God's good news, the gospel. And so our task is to pass on this good news to those who don't know how to receive peace with God, so that they will receive such peace. And we are his messengers, the messengers of God and Jesus, to pass on this remarkable message of receiving this kind of peace, a spiritual peace, a peace of heart, so that we will no longer be troubled by all the bad things we've done in our lives, said or thought even. So how are we going to do this? The challenge remains for us to share this message of peace paid for by Jesus when he died. And this is where I have to admit, I know I often fail miserably to take opportunities to tell other people of this wonderful message of how they can receive peace from God. It's the only way, and it's so important that we, who are followers of Jesus, share this good message. We have God's good news, the gospel, and we must pass it on to as many people as possible. At the end of Jesus' life on earth, after he meets up with his followers in Galilee, after his resurrection, he gives them what we call the Great Commission: to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I, Jesus, have commanded us, his disciples. And then he adds this word of encouragement: and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. In doing this, we will show that we are true peacemakers who will earn the name of being children of God in that sense. How wonderful, how challenging. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray you'll help us. We feel so weak and frail and wonder how we can approach people. We're worried if we get it wrong, or if they are angry with us or whatever. But Lord, give us confidence. Give us the help of the Holy Spirit to be those who are truly peacemakers in this world where people lack peace, are troubled with all kinds of matters, maybe in their personal lives, family lives, or further afield. So Lord, we ask these prayers through our Lord Jesus. Amen.